This is a special edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Daily stock picks for the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge with your host, Andrew Horowitz.
It is another episode of the Disciplined Investor. This is our special edition. This is Andrew Horowitz, your host, and I'm going to be talking about stocks to buy and sell for the CNBC Challenge. And in this particular episode, what we're going to talk about is Fibonacci retracements, a technical analysis term that will show you some of the support and resistance areas. A lot of times when you look at charting and the concept of technical analysis, it's a little bit, well, voodoo-ish. You know, why is it that we're looking at graphics on a chart and we're thinking that there is some justification for those graphics showing us when a good buy or sell time is indicated? There are those that in this profession only work with technical analysis. There are those that only work with fundamental analysis. I'm here to tell you that both are very valuable. They're excellent tools if they're used properly. And what I mean by properly is if you develop a discipline that works for a certain style of stock buy or sell, and it pertains to the area of technical analysis, that's great. But if it's not working, don't use it. Some stocks are much better suited to utilize technical analysis while others are not. I say this, when you incorporate the five or six specific disciplines that I talk about in my book, The Disciplined Investor, what we do is we utilize a piece of all of these as confirmation points. No one discipline, technique, strategy is used on its own. So let me give you a bit of review of where we're at. The Disciplined Investor portfolio with the CNBC Challenge is still up approximately 51% since inception. Last week did not fare too well for us because we were utilizing the same standard technique of looking at earnings pre and post market, finding those stocks that had a variety of technicals that looked very attractive and that saw the opportunity to move up without a lot of downside. Now, that said, we also looked for the opportunity to make money without losing too much. And the history of the portfolio has been very good in terms of downside risk. In fact, we probably only hit about 2 out of 5 or 6 buys last week, if you recall, and the portfolio was only down about 1%. What I want to show you today is not only the Fibonacci retracement issue, but you need to think about how to change things and change up your strategy if things aren't going away, because you know what? Come on. If you know what's the point of beating your head against the desk and saying, I know this is going to work. If it's not, you don't want to continue throwing good money after bad, right? So what I want you to understand is, number one, you cannot be emotional. Sure, you can get excited. You can get disappointed. But that is no reason to change strategy. Number two, we want to look back at what you've done. Let's take a look at what you've done that's been successful and what hasn't been over the past several months. Now, of course, the CNBC Challenge is a little bit different here, but we're going to take a look at what has worked and what hasn't. What's been successful? Stick to that. Whether it's been swing trading or day trading, maybe fundamental analysis, technical analysis, what is working? And don't fall in love with anything. That is the most important thing you have to remember. A stock that goes down doesn't necessarily have to be held until it goes back up. It doesn't mean that you have to recoup your money on that stock. Think about it. Who cares if you have $10,000 invested in a stock and it goes to five? In order to make back your money, it doesn't necessarily have to be in that same stock. The question you have to ask yourself is simple. If I had $5,000 today, would I be investing in that stock? If the answer is no, sell the stock, move on, and put it into your best idea. So, you know, you have to think about, when did this happen to you? When did I fall in love with something and it hurt? How about 1999, 2000, 2001? You held on for the most part. You thought it was coming back. You bought in more. It didn't come back. But it always turns around, right? Well, not really. We sat, we waited, we thought it was going to be like times were usual and the stock would come back, and many of them didn't, and many of them went bankrupt. From here we learned, and the difference between us and machines is that we learn and we adjust, and we are emotional. We have to be more machine-like, I think, when it comes to investing. Unemotional. That's how you win the game. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what happened last week, and then we're going to get into some picks. This is going to be interesting because I think there is something that we can uncover what I found today that could be a very interesting opportunity. First of all, last Wednesday, we made a lot of money on Altera, bought some Comag and Citrix, and really lost about a half percent, about approximately a half percent on each of those. Bought Nubity, and when I thought it was going to be pretty successful, again, we lost about 2% on that. SanDisk, lost a little bit about on that, about 3%. Alo, and we entered into, and again, not much happened there. Today, we're currently in CMG, which is Chipotle Mexican Grill. Last I looked, it's up about $9 per share. And Sohu, which is down about $2 a share. That was another Chinese internet company. What we're looking for now, I'm changing up. I found that what worked was the technical analysis, the earnings movement, and also what has worked over the last several weeks is the opportunity for companies that are in that buyout sector. China and internet companies have done well. 24/7 Media is maybe being purchased by Microsoft. Baidu came up with some unbelievable numbers this week, the Chinese internet company. Stock went through the roof over 30 points in after hours and settled back about 25 points up or so. That's why we're looking at Sohu, but again, in the same space, but it didn't come up with any decent earnings. PC Mall's been upgraded. Amazon blew past numbers incredibly, and the stock went through the roof. The two picks today that I'm going to share with you are all in this space, and I think there's a real opportunity here. So what we're going to do is take a quick station identification, and when we get back, we're going to talk about those two areas, and I'm going to give you a discussion about Fibonacci retracements and give you a chart to look at. So right now, maybe you can put it on a quick pause and go over and take a look at the blog site, thedisciplinedinvestor.com. And in the post for this podcast is a chart for you to look at. In fact, the chart is also going to come up right on your screen. I embedded it in the podcast, so you should be able to see it, even though it's going to be small. So hold on 1 second, 30 seconds, I believe, to be exact, and we'll be right back on the Disciplined Investor Podcast.
Did you know that you can receive regular updates on finance, stocks, funds, and other investment ideas? Just go to thedisciplinedinvestor.com/blog and subscribe.
Thank you for staying here. This is Andrew Horowitz again on the Disciplined Investor Podcast, where all we're trying to do here is make some money for you, plain and simple, teach you about the markets and some specialized trading. I've been doing this for 20 years and really I have seen a lot of changes in the markets over the last number of years. I really think you understand that since the year 2000 or so, changes have been made of epic proportions when it comes to investing. With the Fair Disclosure Act, with Sarbanes-Oxley, and the advent of the computer, individuals like you can invest like the pros. It's very simple. Obviously, it's a catchy phrase, invest like a pro, but you really can. With a good relationship with a custodian or a brokerage firm that allows for you to see what we call level two trading, where you can see what other people are doing and how they're trading stocks, with a good charting program. Some of them are free. The one I'm showing you today is from stockcharts.com. You too can do all the things you need to do to research a stock to its fullest and make some very, very good investments. I've been doing this for a long time, and I can tell you that I have many of the professional tools, but some of the tools that are out there are just as good, if not better, quite frankly, and they don't cost anything. There are sites like Money Central, there's Google Finance, Yahoo Finance, StockCharts.com, Briefing.com. Some have a small cost to utilize their services, but most don't. What I'll do is put on a list of those, such as Yahoo Finance, or there's a great site called briefing.com that will give you all sorts of good information on a daily basis, live headlines and information about announcements of earnings, etc. That's a small cost, But MSN Money Central is a great place, or they call it MSN Money right now, a great free place for you to use. Google Finance and Dismal.com, economy.com. It's a place to find information with regard to the economy. I don't think there's any better place than that. Again, in the show notes, you'll find all this information. I'll make sure that you have all that at your disposal so that you can easily click on there and find that. But many of these are, I think, rival the even the best out there that you pay a lot of money for. Okay, so let's get into this discussion about the picks for today. And I'm going to start with a discussion about a company called Las Vegas Sands. Now, if you recall, what I talked about is that some of the drivers that are involved in the markets right now are China and the internet craze. Well, this one deals with China and the Pacific Rim. Las Vegas Sands is a hotel. It operates the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas, Sands Expo Convention Center. And more importantly, though, it has the Sands, the Macau, their properties in Macau, which have just been outrageous because the Chinese in that area really enjoy the gambling experience. And they are building another hotel called the Palazzo Resort and Casino. And that one's going to be in Las Vegas as well. And then there's going to be a sister property in Macau for that. What's interesting that I find about this is we are seeing these stocks move dramatically towards the upside in the last number of months, and they dropped very substantially. This one and Wynn, which are the two plays, I believe, for the Macau properties, and which are very profitable, by the way. Wynn Resorts dropped primarily, in my opinion, due to the extraordinary expense and the lack of recoup right now due to the extreme property that they have in Las Vegas. And at the same time, the Macau properties have been doing very well. The addition is that Singapore seems to be getting a little bit more friendly towards gambling, and these companies are going to have the opportunity to work there. Now, if you take a look at Las Vegas Sands, I drew some Fibonacci retracement lines that go from about 111 down to about 60. You take the extreme highs and lows and you draw your line. Now, what we're looking at is standard deviations here, essentially. The arrows represent the bounce on support and on resistance. Right now, the stock is sitting on its key support line, which is 50% Fibonacci retracement. And you can see that very clearly from the graph and the chart that I've shown you. The green arrows are an important area to look at. This is when the stock price has hit its resistance ceiling. So we see it in October and November. We see it again in February. It hit its resistance ceiling and then moved down. And that happens quite often. Technical analysts love to look at these type of things and see where a stock price should be. The Fibonacci retracement really represents a technical analysis term, which it was developed by a gentleman named Fibonacci, and it shows where a price will either retrace to on the downside or on the upside between two major moves. We look at a 23.5, 38.2, 50, 61.8, and 100%. Now, if anybody, again, knows standard deviations, that's really what those numbers are. And as odd as it may seem, and almost as random as it may seem, that seems to occur quite regularly. What we've seen, once again, with the red arrows is that the Fibonacci areas have been breached. They went through or bounced off their support levels on the downside. Right now, the channel between the 50 and the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement levels has been very well defined. And the next move on this stock will either be, if earnings are very, very good, through the $90 range towards 95, or break down and probably move to about 80. But from what I can see in the area of China and casinos, while this stock has been slightly out of favor compared to the rest of the market right now, that has been moving very nicely to the up, there is a great opportunity here because management knows how to perform. Las Vegas Sands, when it moves big. And I'm going to be investing more of this. We have this for our clients already at a much lower number, but we're going to be adding this to the CNBC challenge for tomorrow. Now, secondly, ValueClick. Here's the thesis. Companies are looking to consolidate their internet presence. When we look at Amazon blowing through their numbers last week, We're looking at 24/7 media being potentially absorbed by Microsoft. It looks to me very apparent that there is an opportunity to buy into a company that is on the online, in the online advertising area. Because we did see, of course, another situation just recently when DoubleClick was absorbed. When we look at the history fundamentally of ValueClick, they've beaten earnings handily quarter after quarter over the last number of quarters. Their EPS growth is expected to be about 35% or so. And what's happening with Yahoo right now, where they're falling behind when they had the original model for pay-per-clicks and Google just blew them out of the water, Microsoft entering into the area, it makes all the sense in the world for the dilution to end and for Yahoo or one of the other major companies to pick this one up. If you look at the chart, it is further evidenced by the continual move up. Now, historically, I've said that on a technical analysis standpoint, I don't like to buy something that's riding so high above its 50 and its 200-day moving average when it shows the MACD really topping out and turning over to the other side. So there is some danger here. But the upside opportunity for this, when we're seeing this consolidation of the industry and companies scrambling around to find areas where they can enhance value, because this is a company that has revenues and it is embroiled and embedded in the shopping experience, comparative and online shopping. It's totally the positioning for online advertising, and that's what companies are looking for. To compete with the recent DoubleClick acquisition, Yahoo is going to look to do something very substantial. And they're going to continue to look for the movement of a stock that has, or the absorption of a stock that has the eyeballs ready instead of trying to do things from scratch. So ValueClick, symbol VCLK. Again, the chart is also on the show notes for this entry. I think could be an interesting play from an earnings standpoint today. But moreover, in a different vein, I know we're talking about the competition for CNBC today and learning a little bit about this technical analysis issue and fundamental analysis. The swing trade on this could be very profitable. Of course, be careful. Make sure it fits the needs of your portfolio. But take a look at ValueClick. It is something we are adding to client portfolios as we speak right now. Coming up this week, we have Larry Kudlow from CNBC's Kudlow & Company, a discussion about an anatomy of a day trade and the continuation of the CNBC market picks, the daily picks or so often picks for the competition. And if you have any questions, of course, please do me a favor, write in to askandrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com. Please do me a favor, write me. And also, it would be very important, and I would appreciate it if you would, right after you listen to this, stop by the iTunes area for The Disciplined Investor and leave us a review. That's how we get to move up the charts, and that's what the game is, to be popular, I guess. Okay, so if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. Until the next time, I wish you good investing. This is Andrew Horowitz for The Disciplined Investor Podcast. Have a great day.
If you like what you hear, we want to know. Go to our show's listing on either iTunes or your favorite podcast directory and leave us feedback and a rating. The more feedback we have, the higher our position on the charts. Think of it as the price of admission. It only takes a minute and helps us understand more about what interests you. Keep our blog and podcast popular, and we'll keep providing you with great investment ideas. The recommendations of stocks for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge are intended to be used solely for the benefit of the trading with the competition. Please note that these are considered aggressive and are intended for the contest, which will end on May 25th, 2007. The recommendations during this special segment by the host or anyone related to this podcast should not be used for actual investment portfolios.